Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, we are back again. Tuesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a beautiful fall afternoon as we celebrate an Eagles win and await Red October. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling good, brother Spike. Happy Tuesday. That's right, Tuesday. That's with two E's. Jackie Baseball had the night off last night, but we did get to watch a great football game. Somebody might be questioning or challenging the throne for the top team in the NFC. I'm just saying. How about your boy?
Well, it's amazing they can score 38 points and 52 points in back-to-back weeks with different offensive coordinators. But I'm welcoming everyone back to the baseball season. I know no one watched last week besides the sickos.
I mean, seriously, didn't watch the entire week.
They were not off for a week. They went out to the West Coast. We got the Marlins and the Twins to close out this season and
lock up
the 2 seed.
No, just kidding. We'll get into that later. We have a big show, as we always do. You know, I say that all the time. We always have a big show. It's Tuesday, so you know what happens at 3 o'clock. We fight with Elliot for an hour.
He's got plenty to fight about, too. He's got some nonsense he's throwing out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he's got a lot of takes. Tuesdays with Elliot happens at 3. Jordan Mailata joins us at 4. The Top 5 of 5 happens at 5. Leading off is back later in the show as well. I want to take you back to yesterday as we spoke with Donovan McNabb. It was a...
You spoke with Donovan.
Well, you know... God wouldn't even let me get my questions out.
He spoke to you.
He sure did. He
came, but Donovan, but.
He came in with an agenda just like Mayock did. Did these guys all meet together? Did they all have some sort of organization where they come in trying to shut me up? I got news for you guys. You cannot shut me up. But during that conversation, he said something really interesting about why the Eagles' offense looks the way it does. Here's what he said.
To me, and I'm going to put it out there, it seems that they don't trust Staley. And I know that's a bombshell that I just lit the fuse, because it seems to me like they don't trust Jalen enough, who's your MVP of the Super Bowl, who's taking you to 2 Super Bowls and also helped you win the game in the second half of a lot of games that he's played in this year. It seems to me like they're not utilizing his ability to be able to spread the ball around and push the ball downfield. When I look at this offense, it's number one thing that it starts with to me is they need to establish the passing game to open up the run with this team this year.
So, you know, I heard him say that, and the thing is, I think he's right, and I kind of understand why Petullo and Nick Sirianni would feel that way. You know, last year, the first 4 games, they tried to put the ball in Jalen's hands more often. It resulted in a lot of turnovers. It also resulted in a change of the focus in the offense. 2023, there was the turnover issue again. And I, you know, the Super Bowl MVP, you know, notwithstanding, if I'm Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni, I sort of understand why they would be nervous or skeptical putting the ball in Jalen's hands more often. I get it, I guess.
Yeah, I really don't. I don't mean to cut y'all, but I really don't from this standpoint. First of all, we can't live in the past. Right? It's funny how we can, erase winning the Super Bowl. We're not champions anymore. And this and that. And that was a new season. But yet and still, somehow, we're holding on to some of this same trepidation that sort of plagued us last year with the football team, right? Like the passing woes, the turnovers early in the season, and playing with more of a conservative mindset going into games. Almost playing, I don't want to say you playing not to lose.
Sort of.
But you certainly aren't going out there and saying, let's put the pedal to the metal and go win the game and let's dictate how we're going to play on Sundays. I don't like that. I really don't. I like what I saw in the second half. I like what I saw in the second half. And I understand they were down 3 scores, so you almost had no choice but to resort to throwing the football. And I believe that's what happened Sunday. But here's what I'm hoping that happens as a result of what they saw Sunday. That it's okay to let it fly. And I mean that literally. It's okay to throw the football, take chances down the field, give your playmakers an opportunity to make plays. And you know who you are given an opportunity to make plays first and foremost? The quarterback. The quarterback. If I'm going to watch that type of Jalen Hurts throw the football, what do you think? I'm going to say, I don't want to see more of that. We can't build upon that. That should be the theme or the message coming out of that game Sunday to the team. This is what we're capable of from an offensive standpoint. This is what we're capable of doing when we play on time, when we play decisive, when we give our guys a chance to make plays, when our guys make those plays when given those opportunities. And correct me if I'm wrong. It's one pass. As I was talking, I'm thinking. There was one ball that was put in harm's way.
There was one, obviously.
The fourth down one that the guy almost picked off.
Yep.
But you know what I'll say, Spike? I'll trade that, even if that was an interception. Hey, you don't want turnovers. But that was 4th and 6, and you were being aggressive there. So even if that resulted in an interception, I would still give you that interception for a chance at what we did in the second half from an offensive standpoint. That's what I want to see when the game starts Sunday versus Tampa. All this talk about who called plays, who didn't call plays, who changed it. First of all, Kevin Petullo called the plays in the second half. The same guy who called the damn plays in the first half called the plays in the second half. But that's not even important, quite frankly. What's more important is how do you go into games moving forward? Do we go back to doing what we did the first 3 weeks of the season, including that first half of Sunday's game, where there is a more conservative approach and you're trying to figure things out? Or do we get to where what we did against the Pittsburgh Steelers last year, what we did in the playoffs last year, in the championship game, in the Super Bowl, what you did in the second half? That's where you should be striving to play football. That's where you should be striving to play football. At that level, with these amount of playmakers on the offensive side of the ball, there's no reason why we shouldn't go into games with that mindset. I echo everything AJ said after the game. You got to let your dogs eat. He said killers. I'm just going with dogs. Right? Yeah. You got to let your dogs eat.
Dogs a little better.
Yeah. You got to let your dogs eat, man. And to me, I keep saying this. This isn't just about getting AJ the ball. This is about unleashing Jalen Hurts. You know, Five said something there yesterday, and it hit me. Yeah, he's right. I've been feeling the same thing. Just we've been tiptoeing around it. They ain't calling the game as if we're scared to let Jalen Hurts throw the damn football.
Well, and Greg Olsen is basically saying it on the broadcast,
too.
Yeah.
And we've just been tiptoeing around it. Five said it. He's absolutely right. We got to get over that. We got to get over that fear and unleash this offense. It's going to make football a lot easier for everyone. We don't have the defensive luxury this year. And I like our young guys. But you got some numbers, and I've seen some things that let you know that we're not playing at that level just yet. We might get there, but we're not there yet.
Not yet. No.
And to me, when your defense isn't playing at that championship level, you can't be conservative offensively. You have to lead the way offensively. How about get up a touchdown or two? And then it makes it for your defense a lot easier because that offense now is one-dimensional because they're playing catch-up football. How about playing that way? I don't think we can go back. We've let the genie out the bottle. Can't put him back in. or her, because if you ever watch I Dream of Jeannie, I'd rather have Barbara Eden than anybody else, Aladdin or anybody.
For sure.
Yeah.
What about Shaq?
Definitely not Shaq.
No.
Yeah.
But Barbara Eden.
Yeah, look her up.
She was a snack.
Yes. Yeah. She was a snack.
Yep.
I feel like Yoshi. I got distracted.
Yeah, you did it to yourself.
But I did. But that's what we need to do.
I think, aggressive. I feel like every time we see them do this, we say the same thing, and they always go. And that's why I hear what you're saying, just a little nervous that it will result in, because here's why I'm nervous about it. Mm-hmm. I'm nervous about it because if we turn it on the way that you're saying we turn it on, and we have the same problems we did in the first four games last year, and we have the same problems we did at the end of 2023, we've basically showed every card we have to the rest of the NFL, and the rest of the season is, I guess I don't necessarily disagree. I am just nervous doing it because if it doesn't work, we're in a whole new land of trouble.
And that's why I'm here.
Okay.
That's why I'm here.
Okay.
For nervous Nellies like yourself, like Elliot, with his nonsense, can't wait till he's on here at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Play conservative.
Yeah.
Do what you've been doing. Hogwash. Don't care about that. You got to let it rip, tater chip. That's what you got to do. Let it rip. That's what the players want. That's what I want. And if fans are being honest with themselves, you mean to tell me, now, we obviously want the win. Nothing is at the expense of winning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let me just make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
This is not at the expense of winning. So to your point, if they were to open it up and things start to go awry, yeah, you got to go back to doing what you were doing. I'm not opposed to that. But here's what I am opposed to. Handcuffing myself. I don't want to put restraints around myself, around my own team, that doesn't allow them to flourish. If the other team or our play dictates that because we can't execute and we're costing ourselves, then I have to react to that. But to go in the game with that mindset, quite frankly, you're sending a message indirectly to your team.
Oh, even directly, I would say.
Because the way they'll sell it is, this is the way for us to win.
To win, right.
So you're not going to directly tell them we're playing conservative.
But the team knows.
That's what I'm saying. You're sending that message to your players.
Yeah.
And I think it's not a good message. You got way too much talent, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Way too much talent over there. Unleash these boys. I want more of what I saw in the second half. That's what I want. That's what I want to see Sunday.
And you're willing to take the risk that it doesn't work.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. You know why? Because I think the reward is greater than if it does work, and it should work. And all I'm doing is putting the faith in my players. That's what I'm doing. I'm saying, Jalen, I believe this is what you are. I'm saying, Jalen, this is what I thought. This is what we argued about all offseason, top five, this and that and the other elite. Well, guess what? I believe that's in you. I believe you can show more of that. We don't need to be scared that you somehow aren't going to make good decisions. Now, you got to back that up. Like, you got to actually prove me right and prove your other teammates right. But I'm willing to give them a chance to do it.
215-592-9494. Any nerves about making the offense more aggressive? I get it. I would love to see it. Still a little nervous about it actually working out the way that we want it to. 215-592-9494. Starting us off, as always, is my mouse that never works. There it is. Corey in Columbus here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Yes, we want to see the second half. We want them to be a great. Listen, I'm going to keep saying this till I'm blue in the face. Everybody want to bring up 2023. We won 11 games in 2023, and we had a terrible defense. Like, they was – like below terrible. I don't even know if that's the word.
Sean Desai. Most of us forget he was the defensive coordinator.
Then Matt Patricia.
And Matt Patricia, yes.
Yeah, well, Matt Patricia balling now. Shout out Matt Patricia. But that's a different conversation. But look, hey, these dudes, we needed them to block a field goal. Not like the most automatic play in football. They got a block to win the game. We ain't asking to get no stop. I trust this defense to get a stop if he turned the ball over once or twice.
Right.
We won 11 football games. And Bradberry got cooked by JSN. That would have been a win right there if we just had one good cornerback. And then also, what was the other game we lost? That was like on the last second or something.
Seattle game. You had the Seattle game we lost.
Seattle game, and then there was another game. Oh, the Cardinal game. We put up 34 points.
Yeah.
Didn't get a stop.
Corey, if we're being honest, though, when we watched the end of that year, the defense was bad, but the offense, points aside, the offense was not good either.
But look, what I'm saying is, if you have a better, if you had this defense with that offense, it still would have been a better football team. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Because this is what we don't want to happen, right? Everybody love everybody. We won the championship. Kumbaya. Let's not forget. Jalen had some stuff to say about the coaching staff. We had a whole offseason, okay? We saw what happened in the second half. You don't want to turn that back where we start getting these, subtitle messages in the media talking about the coach. We don't want to go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We saw what we could do. You know what I'm saying? If you turn the ball over once or twice, oh, well. You know what I'm saying? We turned the ball over on the 5-yard line Sunday, and we won the game.
Listen. Check this out, Corey. We turned the ball over early in the Super Bowl and blew them out. And still went up 40-6 in that game.
You know what's funny? This is not you, Ike, but it is Corey and the rest of everybody who up until 2:30 on Sunday told me the most important thing in the world that the Eagles did, why Jalen didn't throw the ball, why but this, that, and the other is not turning the ball over.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, everybody is saying, we'll turn it over once or twice, who cares? Everybody's Baker Mayfield all of a sudden.
It's like you with your TV, you'd be like, oh, I don't need an 85-inch. I'm cool with my 55, 65. Until you get that 85.
Until you get one.
Until you get an 85-inch.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to keep this. That's the thing. So, keep doing what we do. Come on, y'all. We got Tampa Bay on Sunday. No Mike Evans. I don't want to hear no excuses because last year when we ain't had nobody, they whooped our ass.
Oh, yeah, we don't care about that. Yeah, I don't care they don't have Mike Evans. I don't care about none of that.
We might not have a Dory Jackson.
But that's a plus.
Or Ja'Cory and Bennett on top of that.
Hey, but look, on the way out to close out the call, Howie was right again. Houston Texans just released CJ Gardner-Johnson, said it was a locker room problem.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they got on-field problems, off-field problems.
I'm just saying, everybody was killing Howie, all the callers.
That's true.
Right again. Go Howie. But, hey.
Well, Reed's gotten cooked a couple times. Maybe we could bring him back.
Sunday, let's go. Unleash the killers. I ain't cat drag, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
And then after that, Saquon with the versus Broncos. Yep, 250. It's coming.
Well, thank you for the call, Corey. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any trepidation in doing it against Tampa? Against a guy who in Todd Bowles has 100% not just had the Eagles number, we can say it for what
I know
it is,
what you're saying,
has had Jalen's number.
Yeah,
you
know,
is there any trepidation to doing it against that guy and that team in that spot?
I can't have any trepidation. No, Spike. No. Do I respect Todd Bowles? Am I going to be absolutely crossing all my T's and dotting every I as I get prepared for this game? Sure I am. And here's why. Because I'm ready to cook his ass. He come with those zero blitzes this week, we got something for him. Because you know how you stop a team from blitzing?
Beat it.
Beat the blitzes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you stop a team from blitzing.
That's it.
That's how you do it. And with a full healthy complement. Knock on wood, nobody trips or anything in practice this week. But it seems like we're going to have everybody offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe or maybe not Lane. But we'll see as that goes. But I mean, from a skill position standpoint, we have the talent on the offensive side of the ball. As long as we know what we're doing from a pre-snap recognition and knowing where to go with the football, you welcome this. Tom Brady welcomed the blitz. Peyton Manning welcomed the blitz. Like quarterbacks that are, they know where to go with the ball, and they dare you to blitz them.
Well, they bring everybody like that. Either Devontae or AJ is going to have
one-on-one coverage, yeah. Yeah. And you got to know where to go with the football. Hell, even if it's Dallas Goedert, you got to know. Sure. Hell, even if you dumping the ball off quick to Saquon out of the backfield, that could back a team off. So this is where KP, Kevin Petullo, has to come up with that game plan to counter this. You know you're going to get a bunch of extra blitzes and all that stuff. You know you're going to get that stuff. But to me, you don't try to beat that by being conservative and running the football. Man, you make them back off by taking the ball over the top to AJ and Devontae. Oh, I'm excited this week. That's what the second half did to me.
Yeah, well,
I saw it. You let me get a glimpse of it. They've been hiding this from us all year. Now I saw it. I saw the second half. I want to hear the nonsense. I want to hear nothing about running the football. I want to hear about none of that. Throw the damn ball.
Wow, Andy Reid Reese over here.
We'll get into Saquon eventually.
Yeah.
But the passing game is what's going to open it up for Saquon.
Well, it did on Sunday.
Saquon's averaging 3.3 yards per carry.
That's not great.
That's not good at all.
That's not Saquon.
That's not good at all.
If anyone could have seen this coming after he touched the ball 500 times. All right, 215-592. 215-592-9494. Are you a little nervous about opening up the offense on Sunday
it's
against Todd Bowles?
I might not make it to Sunday.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a Thursday show open from you on a Tuesday. You better conserve a little energy.
Rein it in, big fella.
Yeah, we got a series against the Marlins to win.
Exactly right.
Coming up next, there are a few things in Philadelphia football related we got to stop saying. And we will talk about two of them next. They're going on the banned list. We're not allowed to say them anymore. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.